KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A blizzard with hurricane-force winds has brought much of the East Coast to a standstill, but Amtrak spokesman Mark Marlieri says they have been able to run a reduced schedule along the Northeast Corridor.
Traffic is moving up and down the Northeast Corridor on the Amtrak lines. It's basically only us operating. The commuter railroads have shut down for the day, and passenger volume is pretty light.
A stretch of the Pennsylvania Turnpike near Pittsburgh that was shut down by a snowstorm, stranding hundreds of motorists, has started to clear. Duquesne's men's basketball team has been stuck on their bus in Somerset since last night. Team spokesman David Saba.
The driver is able to keep the bus idling, so we have heat, we have power. The only thing we're lacking right now is food.
As much as 3 feet of snow has fallen, stranding tens of thousands of travelers and shutting down Washington, D.C., New York, and points up and down the coast. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has been campaigning in Iowa. In Sioux Center, he said his supporters are extremely loyal.
My people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Trump, Ted Cruz, and several Republican contenders are in the state this weekend with just 9 days to go before Iowa's caucuses open the voting in the 2016 campaign. Hillary Clinton has dialed back some of her biting attacks on rival Bernie Sanders today, refocusing on Republicans and her own experience in President Barack Obama's administration as she launched her closing argument to voters in Iowa. Clinton and Sanders are shadowing each other across the state this weekend, holding several events each. This is AP Radio News. Andy Murray is among the players who are advancing in the Australian Open.
Second seed Andy Murray has won through to the fourth round of the Australian Open, completing a four-set win over Joao Salsa, while his father-in-law Nigel Sears was being rushed to hospital for tests after collapsing in an adjoining court while coaching Anna Ivanovic. After a lengthy delay, Ivanovic resumed her third-round match but eventually lost in three sets to the American hope Madison Keys. Wins also for Stan Wawrinka, Victoria Azarenka and John Isner, who reached the final 16 in Australia for the second time. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
Google will pay about $140 million in British-backed taxes in a concession driven by a shift in how the internet company will measure its success in the United Kingdom. Google minimized its taxes in the country by keeping its European headquarters in Ireland, where taxes are lower. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.